I ask the Lord to continue to be with us as we look at establishing our faith deep in God, so our faith is steadfast in the Lord, no matter what situation or circumstances we see ourselves going through. So let's go over aligning with God as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. So one of the toughest struggles we have in growing up is being able to align ourselves with our parents. Some of us were willing, but many of us were not. We decided to take off on our own rather than to align with our parents. And this is how we are many times with God. We desire things of God, but we're not willing to align our whole life with God. See, even after we experience the Lord, we're not willing to align everything about ourselves with God. We like spending time with God, but we won't align every day of our lives with God. We won't line our life up to where it's in the same measure that God's measure. But if we would align ourselves with God through Christ Jesus and remain aligned, nothing in this world can cause us to fail. See, even though we have trouble in this world, nothing will cause us to stumble and fall and lose faith and have no hope in God. See, when it comes to aligning ourselves up with the wrong people, I'm sure we all have a story we could share. But the Lord warns us about aligning ourselves with the wrong kind of person, with the wrong kind of people. The Lord says if we turn away and align ourselves with those who do not believe in God, then we can be sure God is no longer with us. We'll fall into their snares and into their traps. We'll perish even though the Lord has blessed us. See, we have to be careful aligning ourselves with the wrong type of people, with the wrong type of person, especially if we've been saved by God. The Lord says, do not make friends with anyone who is hot-tempered, do not associate with someone who's eagerly angry because we learn their ways and get ourselves into a snare. See, God has brought us out of those bad conditions we lived in. We cannot turn back and start associating with those who are sexually immoral, those who are greedy, and those who are swindled. But unfortunately, this is what many of us do after being saved. We follow the wolf and sheep clothed. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 to 10. See, there are some good people, and we have to know their character to determine if we should associate ourselves with them or not. No matter what they are, no matter who they call themselves, we need to know the person we're associating ourselves with. Been called by God. We've been saved by the Lord. We can't mess up and align ourselves up with the wrong kind of character. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 to 10 says, I've written you in my letter not to associate with the sexual immoral people. Not at all meaning the people of this world who are immoral, or the greedy, or the swindlers, or the idolaters. In this case, you would have to leave this world. See, it doesn't matter the title. What matters is their character. It does not matter the size of the crowd that follows them. What matters is their relationship with God. See, we must not associate with the wrong kind of people. Those who call us brothers and sisters, yet they are immoral, greedy, or drunken, or swindler. See, the Lord says such people do not even eat with. See, uniting ourselves with the wrong person is something we should not do at any time, no matter how fine they look, no matter how cute they are, no matter how much money they have, no matter how they prostitute their body, we cannot be associated with such a person. And surely we cannot be this type of person ourselves. We've been united in the Lord with Him in spirit and truth. We have to ensure that we're not aligning ourselves with the wrong kind of person. See, there's a cost. We've got to see this now. Lord Jesus, help us. There's a cost to this. Of us associating ourselves with the wrong kind of person. See, for one, we won't grow in God's word because we are not walking daily with the Lord. See, second, the more time we spend with the wrong kind of person, the more likely we'll start to lose our connection to Christ Jesus. We stop growing in the Lord. See, our connection to Christ Jesus is the only way we grow because he causes us to grow. Because we spend time with God. We don't spend time with other people who are not seeking God. See, our focus has to be on God. It can't be on others that cause us to turn from God. We must work with all our heart, with all the strength, and working for the Lord and not for others. We must watch who we associate ourselves with so we receive an inheritance that never perish, that never fade away. Because we remain faithful. Though others fall into a trap and have been snared by the desires of riches and pleasure and greed, we stood fast. See, God does not show favoritism. You and I got to understand how God's work. And we have to be watchful of the type of person we associate with. We need to ensure they're not the wrong kind of person, even if they call themselves a Christian. See, God's word says those who do not obey his word, we should take special notice of this person and not associate with them. So hopefully they will be ashamed and turn back to God. See, they're not an enemy, but we should be an example to help them as a brother and sister in the Lord. And this includes those who said they are called by God. We have to know God's word for ourselves. We have to know if they're teaching and preaching false doctrine that does not agree with God's word. What they share with us should be an instruction regarding our Lord Christ Jesus to be godly teaching. Otherwise, they're conceited and understand nothing. We cannot align ourselves up with those who have an unhealthy interest in controversy, who like to quarrel about God's word. We need godly preaching and teaching today. You see, this is where the separation begins. And this is a huge step in establishing our faith in God. It's one thing for us to want to change for the Lord. It's a whole nother level for us to start separating for those who have no relationship with God, those who lead us into certain wrong situations that causes us to fall into sin. This is not to say we are better than them, but to say we have to make a decision to follow Jesus. See, we have to see the value of aligning ourselves up with God. We need to make sure our house is right with God. So we experience the everlasting covenant arranged and secure for us. We have to line ourselves up with the Lord so he brings a favor to our lives and we feel his salvation and he grants our desires. See, no matter what others may say, we must seek to align our lives so we feel the presence of God. Our soul needs to be thirsty for God, seeking a place where we can meet the Lord. We need to align ourselves with God so when the tears start flowing, we won't be wondering where the Lord is. See, our souls have the desire to be in line with God, waiting on the Lord, watching for the Lord. We align ourselves up with God by putting our hope in him. We experience the Lord unfailing love and receiving full redemption. We align ourselves up with the Lord so we can be redeemed from our sins. See, the Father sent his Son into the world. And through Christ was with God from the beginning. He is an example of how to align yourself up with God. We align ourselves up with the Lord so our lives are found in him. So the light of Christ Jesus shines in us. See, we need to be aligned with God so when things happen to us, we won't fall away. What we do is not what we want to do. But it is sin living inside of us. And we need to remain aligned with God because we know nothing good lives in us in our sinful nature. And though we desire to do what is good, we do not carry this out. Only by us starting aligning our lives up with God can we make it through. And God's will must overshadow our will. See, if we align ourselves up with God, our thinking, our actions, our reactions will be blessed. We would bless and not curse. We would rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. we line ourselves up with God, so there is no pride in us, so there is no conceit in us, so we don't repay evil for evil. We do what is right in the eyes of everyone because our spirit is aligned with God. See, aligning ourselves up with God would cause us to behave decently. We won't seek sinful pleasure, drunkenness, or sexual immorality because we desire to have it to allow our spirit to line up with God so our spirit is right with God. We'll align ourselves with God so we're clothed with the Lord, not gratifying the desires of our sinful nature. See, we need to align ourselves up with the Lord. So when we interact with each other, we'll be able to agree in things of God. We need to align ourselves up so there's no division in us, so we're united in Christ Jesus. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. See, we have to be willing to follow Jesus and align in our thinking so that what we do pleases God, and we're united in spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 says, I'll appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another, so there may be no division among you, that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. See, aligning ourselves up with God is not an easy task. We have to change our attitude so it's the same of that of Christ Jesus that could take a whole lifetime. See, Christ did not even consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the nature of a servant, being in a human likeness, being an example to us all. For Christ said, not my will, Father, but yours. See, we must align ourselves up with God so we can be in agreement with the Spirit of God, so we can accept the testimony of God. Our spirit needs to be aligned with the Lord so we be able to carry the testimony of Christ Jesus in our hearts. And as we long to carry out the will of God. See, we won't fall into disbelief. We won't fall into this belief when we don't start believing in Christ Jesus anymore. We won't believe in what is to come. See, if you and I allow ourselves to be tangled up and aligned with the wrong kind of person, what we believe in would be changed. It would be modified by somebody who don't know God. If you and I can remain aligned with God, then God will give us aid against the enemy, because any help we receive from this world is worthless. We can gain victory, remain aligned with the will of God. If we can keep our lives aligned with God, he will trample down every enemy of us. He will stomp them out. You and I won't see the enemy overtake us anymore. Our lives are aligned with Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus' life is aligned with God the Father. We're all in agreement. God's word is the foundation of that alignment. And even if a wicked person commits 100 crimes and live a long time, you and I don't have to worry about their life. See, we don't have to worry about why they seem to be doing better than us. Because we know in the end it's good for a person who remains aligned with God than the person who aligns himself up with this world. See, we have to keep our lives aligned with Christ Jesus. The Lord says, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Christ says, if two of us on earth agree about anything, we should ask the Lord, and it will be done by the Father. And if two or three of us come together in the name of Jesus, there he will be. See, we have to remain in line with God so we can feel the presence of God in our lives, in our churches, and in our homes. You and I got to align ourselves together on the Word of God, on the Spirit of God. See, we must continue to follow Christ Jesus and no one else. We must remain aligned to him, because we know if we put our hands to the plow and look back, we're unfit for service in the kingdom of God. Go with me to Luke chapter 9. Verses 61-62. It's not easy in this world, in this time, with all this stuff going on, to keep ourselves alive for God. But that is the task at hand that you and I have been assigned. See, once we're blessed, we tend to turn away and take our hand off the plow because we've been blessed by God. But the blessings is to give you and I an assurance that this is worth aligning ourselves up to God and remaining aligned to Christ Jesus. Luke chapter 9, verses 61 to 62 says, still another said, I will follow you, Lord. But first let me go and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. See, we must remain aligned with the plan that God has created for us in our lives. We cannot decide to turn to the left or right. We must keep to the ways of God all the way to the end so you and I are safe. No matter what we think, we need to remain aligned with God at all costs. We must remain aligned with God so we can be justified by faith. So we have peace with God through Christ Jesus. So we gain access to God through faith. So we can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. See, we remain aligned in the midst of suffering. We remain aligned in the midst of perseverance. You and I are steadfast in Christ Jesus. We stay with God no matter what the situation. No one talks us out of things that are written in the Word of God. No one talks us out of what the Spirit of God is leading us to. We made a line with God. We align ourselves up with the will of God. And we must remain there. We cannot turn and conform ourselves once again to the pattern of this world. We must remain aligned with the Lord, allowing our spirit to be transformed by the renewing of our mind every day. We must align ourselves with God so we can follow God's will. Thank you, Jesus. So in the beginning, we had no connection to God through Christ Jesus. Neither did we have any representation with God. We had no relationship with God. We're not a follower of Christ Jesus. We attended church many times, though. Though we had an experience, a connection was created through God with Christ Jesus. We started experiencing God in some areas of our lives, but our lives were not aligned with God. We still did things that you and I wanted to do. See, we still associated with people that we should not be associated with because they cause us to fall into a trap. They cause us to fall into a snare again. We still like to do things our own way. How can we align ourselves with God when we still follow the pattern of ourselves and not the pattern of God? But then we were led to establish a deep faith and a deep walk with the Lord. We allow God's Spirit to have control over every part of our lives, changing us along the way. And now that we have this strong, deep faith and establish our faith in the Lord, we must remain aligned to God. We must remain connected. Our souls must remain connected so our souls are saved in the end. Cannot lose heart when trouble comes our way. We're going to have trials and tribulations, but you and I cannot misline ourselves up with somebody else and therefore break that connection with Christ Jesus. It was established. He paid the price for you and I to have this connection to God. You and I can't so easily throw it away. We must remain aligned with God. We're a man relying in Christ Jesus to align our life up to the will of God. We can't allow ourselves to be discouraged when things don't come as we expected. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. We must remain aligned with God. Wait for the power of God through Christ Jesus to move in our lives. See, God is patient with us. Not wanting anyone to perish, but for everyone to come to repentance. We must keep our connection with Christ Jesus and remain aligned with God so all the blessings of God are poured out upon us, on our families, upon our situations, so we can see the power of God moving in our lives. You and I must keep the faith, believing in the one who overcomes and does the will of God until the end. We'll be given authority, Christ Jesus said. Just as Christ received authority from the Father, we must remain connected to Jesus. We must remain aligned to the Lord, holding on to Christ. Praise God. God the Father made a way through his son, Christ Jesus, for you and I to get a connection to his son and align ourselves up with his son. Because Christ already done told us. He said, I don't do anything of myself. I do what the Father tells me to do. See, I don't speak of myself. I speak of what the Father told me to do. And this is the way you and I have to align ourselves up to Christ Jesus. He knows the way to the kingdom of God. There is no one else that knows that. I don't care what he calls himself or calls herself. No one else knows the way to the kingdom of God. It's Christ Jesus. So that is the one, that is the person we need to remain lined up with. Just as straight as we can get behind Christ. Not even having a foot outside of the Lord. You see, oh Lord help us. Through the connection with Christ Jesus, we align ourselves and our soul up with God and to his will. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing really changes until we have an encounter with God. When we experience a calling, a connection with Christ Jesus. For it is through Christ that we surrender ourselves over to the teachings of God, to work of the Holy Spirit inside of us. As we experience Christ Jesus in our lives, we're willing to humble ourselves under God's power. Our souls start to align up with God's will. It is powerful when you and I are lined up with God. Everything from God flowing from the Father through Christ Jesus flowing into our lives because our lives are aligned up with God and nothing stops it from flowing to us and we can feel the healing. We can feel the power and authority of Christ flowing into our lives because our lives are lined up with Christ. So aligning ourselves up with God through Christ is not an easy task. It would take a lifetime for us to do this. And the Lord could corrects our thinking as he changes our beliefs and our actions. We start a little bit more becoming like Jesus. John the Baptist says, less of me, God, and more of you. Lord, help me. I need you to help me, God. I want to line myself up with you, Christ Jesus, because I know you are aligned with the Father. Lord, help us to align our lives, God. But I know we got to be free. We got to be set free from everything for this to work for our lives, God. I ask you, God, and help us who are praying. Help us who are reading, God. Help us who are changing our lives. Help us who are overcoming to align our life up with you, Jesus. Align our desires up with you, Lord. Lord, help us. Align our plans up behind you, God. Align our hopes and our dreams up behind you, God. Align our life with you, Lord Jesus. One day at a time, Lord. Our steps are ordered by God. Our steps are aligned with God. He wants to put one foot in front of the other. See, that's why he said, I order your steps. See, your plans are not my plans. Your ways are not my ways. So you and I got to line ourselves up. We got to let go of ourselves and take on Jesus. Take on the Spirit of the Lord. So we're going to align ourselves up, Dave. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. Help us to align ourselves up with you, God. We need you, Father God. We need you, Lord Jesus. It's hard to align, Lord Jesus. Help us align our lives up with you, Lord. This is not over until you say it's over, God. Each and every day, help us to understand how to take a closer walk with you, Lord. Align our lives up with you, God, and stop turning. Stop turning away from you from pleasure. Stop turning away from you for greed. Stop turning away from you for finances. Stop turning away from you, God, for other reasons. And align our lives up and stay lined up behind you. We see the power of God working in our lives and our family. And oh, Lord, you will bless us greatly. We thank you, God. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your son, Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, we thank you for teaching and guiding us, being our Lord and Savior, and watching over us and saving us. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen.